You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Morning to everyone again, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast and making this day possible. I do also want to let you know that we need your support in this broadcast, your donations, that we can continue this broadcast and continue spreading the word of God. And to support this broadcast, you can send all monies to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Plant a seed into this ministry, and God will richly bless you. I just want to briefly talk to you today from Psalms 27 and 14. There you'll find that it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My brothers and sisters, waiting is one of the most difficult things to do in life. You know what I'm talking about. We get impatient and we want things to happen merely when we want it to happen. We like to see things happen on our schedule. I once heard three phrases and it lingers in my heart. And those three phrases are, sit still. That's dealing with Ruth 3:18. Stand still, dealing with Exodus 14:13. And last but not least, and be still, Psalms 46:10. Let's begin by just elaborating just a little bit on sit still. Sit still was Naomi's counsel to Ruth, who would have accomplished nothing if she hadn't trusted and waited on Boaz to keep his promise. You know, it's hard for us. It's hard for us to keep a promise. But here, she trusted and waited for Boaz to keep his promise. We often feel anxious and want to help God out. When we take matters into our own hands, we only make things worse. And my brothers and sisters, you got to know that God don't need our help. He did not need our help when man became a living soul. He didn't need our help when he said, let there be light, and light appeared. He didn't need our help when he helped out Daniel in the lion's den. He didn't need our help when he was with Jonah in the belly of the whale. God doesn't need our help. And we tend to want to take matters into our own hands. And have you ever been there, you know, when you take matters into your own hands? It always makes things worse. Because our way is not always God's way. But God's way should always be our way. So my brothers and sisters, note that we must sit still. Be still and let God work. Let God lead. Let him direct. Let him take control of our lives. Then secondly, note that you must stand still. Stand still was the command of Moses to the people of Israel as the Egyptian army pursued them. God had the situation there under control, and he led his people safely through the sea. Note that there is a time to stand and a time to march. And that's what's happening in today's society now, is that we're constantly marching, but we just don't stand. We must remain alert to know which one God wants us to do. And I stopped by today to tell you that God wants us to take a stand. Have you ever heard the phrase that if you don't stand for something, you'll go for anything? And have you ever been a gopher? God wants us to stand. And note that we should always want to stand for God. And God will direct us, and he will point to us, point out to us what he wants us to do. So we find that we should sit still, as Naomi did, as she counseled Ruth. We should stand still, like Moses to the people of Israel, as the Egyptian army pursued them, and God took the situation under control and led them through the sea. And then we should be still and know that I am God. And God is God all by himself. Know that I am God is a wonderful antidote for a restless spirit. It's easy for us to feel impatient with God. God's hands can accomplish the impossible. Isn't it good to know that through Christ Jesus, all things are possible? For example, Paul wrote he was confident of these very things, that he who has begun a good work in you will accomplish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Put yourself at the feet of the Lord. Listen to his command to sit still, to stand still, or to be still. And note that we must always trust in him. We've elaborated on sit still. We've elaborated on standing still. And we elaborated on that you must be still. You know, we find that in today's society, we don't want to sit still. We don't want to stand for anything. And we don't want to be still. But in life, we got to know that we got to learn to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And when you wait on the Lord, he said, they that wait up on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. You ain't heard me. And he shall strengthen your heart. It just say, wait, I say, on the Lord. And my brothers, sisters, I want you to know that waiting on the Lord pays off. It pays off. It gives you the proper return that you need in life. I'm so glad that when trouble arises, God is the one who sees us through it. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad when he says weeping may endure for a night, but you ought to know that joy comes in the morning. God wants us to wait on him. Let's learn to have patience, because you know our patience is short on the job. Our patience is short with our children. Our patience is short in our church homes. When you learn to have patience and wait on God, then you'll know that you have accomplished a lot. And then look, God can bless you. He can richly bless you. And you can learn that when you do that, prosperity will carry you every step of the way. My brothers and sisters, I say to you today, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Look, I just want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. And know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning in, being a part. And look, we really do need your support. And your support will help prison ministries. Your support will help those in need. Your support will go a long way. Your support will keep this broadcast going. And know that God wants to richly bless you. I want to thank Jackie's Catering for helping sponsor this broadcast. She's truly a blessing to this ministry. Thank you, Jackie, and may God bless you and keep it. Somebody call on Jackie if you need something to eat. She can really put it together. Again, all donations that you give to this broadcast will be used wisely. You can mail them to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. And as I leave this place, I want to say to my pastor, Pastor Dr. Joshua Jordara, thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your direction. And thank you for everything you've done. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Now I need everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, 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 let we praise you. Say. Jesus, 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 let we love you. Say. Holy Spirit, yes, yes, we adore you.
something special in your life, a transformation, change from old habits, change from generational curses. Can you just lift your voice to him in this moment and say, God, I'm going to hold on until you change me. Come on, just lift your voice in this atmosphere. Come on, come on. He wants to hear it from you today. Come on, let your soul ring out in this atmosphere. God, hear the cry of your people. We don't want to be the same when we leave this place. Could you change us from the inside out, God? Change our perspectives, change our attitudes, change our mentalities, God. This is our prayer tonight, God.
Would you hear my plea? Would you hear my cry?
Would you hear my cry? had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 I've made it this far.
I made it this far. By the grace of God.
You brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.